Hallelujah. May peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安临到众弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic for our learning is to carry the ark.
今天早上我们要学习的就是抬
起约柜。Recently, if you look at the news, you will find one very main story happening every day.
最近我们如果有看新闻，就看到有一个主要的新闻每天都在报道。
That is the migrant crisis happening in Europe right now.
就是在现在在欧洲他们所面对的这些难民的危机。
Because of the war, the instability in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all those
在阿富汗的所有的所正在发生的所有的危机。
Many people want to flee their life and to go to a better country.
很多人都真想逃命，逃到去一个更好的地方。
Some even risk their life taking on boats.
有些人他们甚至冒危险，冒着危险这个乘那个船。
And you can see that the story or the pictures of really 3 years old boy drowned to death and washed ashore. That picture really touched the heart of the people around the world.
那么有一幅图片，就是有一个三岁的小男孩，他浮尸就是死掉在那个沙滩上。让全世界人都看得多么的痛心。
People want a better life.
每个人都希望有一个更美好的生活。
From ancient time like this, even today is the same.
从古到今都是如此。
People even want to risk their life to want to have a better life.
有些人甚至冒着生命的危险要寻找更美好的生活。
That's why in the beginning of human history, there's migration.
所以在人类历史的开始，我们就看到有这个移民这一件事情。
However, when was the biggest migration of human being happened before?
可是人类历史里面最早的移民历史上最所记录最早的移民是什么时候呢？
And the biggest among a people migration.
最大的移民潮是什么时候呢？
I believe that it happens in the Bible, recorded in the Bible.
我相信是在圣经里面所记载的。
And the Bible in the book of Exodus record a story of about 3 million people, 2 to 3 million Israelites, they left Egypt.
在圣经里面记载了以色列人两三百万人他们离开埃及。
They live in Egypt for about 450 years.
他们住在埃及大约有450年。
But they were oppressed by the pharaohs.
可是却被法老王所虐待。
They call unto God and ask God to deliver them.
他们求告神，呼求神拯救他们。
So God sent Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt.
所以神就差遣了摩西带领这些人离开埃及。
So you can imagine the task of bringing 2 or 3 million people to leave the country.It's so difficult.
所以我们可以想象，要带领两三百人离开一个国家是两三百万的人离开一个国家是多么艰难的事情。
It is also like mission impossible.
就好像是一个不可能的任务。
But however, with God, everything is possible.
可是在神凡事都能。
So God has guided them throughout the journey.
所以神在整个过程里面路程上都在引导着他们。
Today the people who are migrant, they do it themselves.They asked the people smuggler to bring them to Europe.
可是今天这些逃难的人，他们是用自己的方式，他们就是请别人来帮助他们。
They have to pay big money.
他们付了很多的钱。
And they have to risk their life. They may not reach there.
要冒着生命的危险，可能也去不到那个地方。
But in the past, people rely on God.
可是在过去人们是依靠神
They didn't pay God anything.
他们也没有向神付任何的东西。
And God delivered them.To the promised land.
神却拯救他们，带他们到这个应许之地。
So you can ask the same question today.
所以今天我们可以问同一个问题。
If you are living in this world, you're just like traveling in the wilderness.
今天你活在这个世界上，你就好像这个在旷野上行路的人一样。
Even though we have the permanent residency in Canada.
很可能我们有这个加拿大的永久居民身份。
We are a citizen here.
或者是这里的公民。
But spiritually, we are also is a migrant.
可是在属灵的角度来看，我们也只不过是这些移民而已。
From one place, from living in this world, in the future we'll go back to the heavenly home.
从一个地方，就是现在所住的地方，在将来我们将要回去另一个更好的地方。
What guided the people walk in their heavenly journey?
是什么东西或者事情带领这些人在他们的路途上带领他们呢？
If you look at the story, you can see that the Lord guided them.
在我们如果有看圣经的故事，就看到其实是神在带领着他们。
But how did God guide them?
那神如何带领他们呢？
God guided them through the ark.
神借着月柜带领他们。
The ark is always walking in front of them.
因为月柜永远都走在他们的前面。
The ark is the most important object in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经里面，月柜是一个非常重要的物件。
Represent God is with them.
因为这代表着神与他们同在。
It's the holiest place.
而且是一个非常神圣的地方。
But in terms of the ark, God has very specific requirements.
可是对于月柜来说呢，神对于月柜却有一个特定的要求。
So the Levite have to carry the ark.
就是说必须要由利未人来抬这个月柜。
The ark is not to be transported in a car or a chariot.
那月柜不能够用车或者用别的工具来去运输
，have to be carried manually with physical labor，
那必须是用人手去抬着的。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua，
我们看约书亚记
chapter 3，
第三章。
The book of Joshua chapter 3，
约书亚记第三章
verse 6，
第六节。
Joshua chapter 3 verse 6.
耶稣亚记第三章第六节，耶稣亚记三章六节，耶稣亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起月柜在百姓前头过去。于是他们抬起月柜在百姓前头走。
Here tell us the Lord told Joshua and Joshua told the priest, tomorrow you carry the ark and walk in front of the people.
这里是神吩咐约书亚，然后约书亚又吩咐祭司说，必须要抬着月柜在百姓前头走。
So they are about to cross the Jordan River.
现在他们将要过这个约旦河。
And then they have to, that priest have to carry the ark.
那这些祭司呢，却要抬着这个月柜。
Today in this world, we are living as a migrant.
今天在这个世界上，我们其实就是好像这些移民那样的，过着移民这样的生活。
Actually, we are all migrant because very few of us are born here except for the young children.
其实我们大多数在坐在其中的，除了那些小孩子以外，大多数人都很少是在这里出生的。
We moved to this place from another country.
我们都是从另一个国家移民到这个地方。
But one day we also leave this world.
可是有一天我们也是会离开这个地方的。
We want to go back to our heavenly home.
我们要回去我们的天家。
So in this world we are like living in the wilderness.
所以我们活在这个世界上就好像活在这个旷野上。
And here the Bible tells the priest you have to carry the ark.
这里圣经告诉他们说他们必须要抬起月柜。
If you carry the ark, God will lead you, lead your way.
因为当你抬起月柜的时候，神就会带领你的道路。
So today, what can we learn from carrying the ark?
今天我们能够从抬起月柜这个事件学习到什么呢？
好 ，today we have to talk about this.
今天我们就要讨论这个事情。
Because after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we want to serve God.
我们相信耶稣基督以后，我们要侍奉神。
Serving God is one of the most important things in our life.
那侍奉神是我们一生当中一件非常重要的事情。
Just like today we come to worship.
就好像今天我们来到这里，
It's very important.
敬拜是非常重要的。
After we finish the worship, we work for God.
那我们敬拜过后呢，我们就为神工作。
But what is the important thing to remind ourselves about working for God?
可是在侍奉神的事情上，为神工作的事情上，我有什么事情我们必须要被提醒呢？
So we can learn from carrying the ark.
我们就能够从抬起月柜来学习。
The first point.
第一点。
Carrying the ark means you must carry the burden yourself.
抬起月柜就是说我们必须要抬起我们的负担。
You have to be committed and get your strength out to carry the burden.
我们要负起责任，要用力的来抬起我们的负担。
God can tell the people, you can just make a chart with four wheels, put the ark there, and then transport it.
那神可以其实告诉那些人，你们可以坐这个车，然后有轮子，然后把月柜放上去。
And then they just push it. It's very easy.
那只要推这个车就很容易了。
But God said, no, my ark cannot be put on a chart.
可是神说，我的月柜不是放在车上的。
You must carry the burden.
你必须要抬起这个负担，这个重担。
The word burden is the key.
那重担就是它的主要的词。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
我们看马拉基书。
The book of Malachi.
马拉基书
chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节。
The book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 1.
马拉基书的一章一节。马拉基书第一章第一节，耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示。
Here the word translated into revelation or inspiration, but actually original word in English is called the burden.
这里的翻译是说末世，其实它的原文说的是负担。
The burden of the law came onto Malachi.
就是说这个神的重担交给了马拉基。
Of course, in Chinese Bible or English, they translated Revelation is easier to understand.
那在中文或者是英文的翻译都是以末世来翻译，那看起来是让我们比较容易明白。But
why? Here said the burden of the law come to the prophets.
可是为什么这里说这神的重担临到这个先知呢？
This is very meaningful.
这是非常有意义的。
You think about this. If you were a prophet at that time.
我们试想一下，如果我们是当时的先知，
to tell the message to the people, to rebuke the people is not easy.
要把信息传给当时的人民，或者是责备当时的人是不简单的事。
Of course, if I just come to you and tell you, oh, you are very good, you are very nice, God bless you, it's very easy.
那很容易的，如果我来到你面前跟你说你很好，神祝福你，这样子说的说法是非常的好听。
And we always say good things, people like you, people buy you a lunch, people give you a gift.
你常常讲好的话，人家会请你吃饭，甚至送礼物给你。
But if you say something negative,
可是如果说一些负面的话，
then people don't like you.
人家就不喜欢你了。
People will start to hate you.
人家就开始恩护你了，讨厌你了。
People will start to avoid you.
人家会回避你。
People will even start to persecute you.
甚至会逼迫你。
And they ask the prophet, why you always rebuke us?
那甚至所以这些人他们问这个先知，为什么你常常责备我们呢？
Why you always say negative things?
为什么常常讲这些负面的事情？
Why can you not just bless us?
为什么不能够向我们祝福呢？
But the prophet must say whatever God wants him to say.
可是先知他有这个任务，必须要说出神要他所说的话。
If God wants to rebuke them, prophet have to rebuke them.
如果神要责备他们，那先知必须要责备他们。
So the Bible says the burden of the law.
所以圣经这样子说神的重担。
Yes, sometimes speaking the truth is like a burden.
所以很多有时候说出真理就是好像负着重担一样。
You work for God is a burden.
为神工作就是一个负担。
It's not going to be easy.
并不是一件容易的事。
No, sometimes why some people want to do work for God?
为什么有些人他们要为神工作呢？
They think that, oh, you know, I want to just participate.
他们这样子说，我只是要参与。
Other people do it, I do it.
别人参与我也参与。
If I feel good, I do it.
那我觉得心里面快乐我就去做。
Or I want to feel good, I do it.
或者如果我想觉得过好过一点，所以我去做。
Now in front of people, people know me, people recognize me.
在众人面前，别人认识我，别人也承认我。
That is not the right mentality.
这种不是正确的想法。
Working for God is not to feel good.
其实为神工作并不是让自己觉得好过。
Actually, working for God is difficult.
因为其实为神工作是困难的。
And sometimes it's a burden.
有时候也是一个重担。
As a minister, I think not only me, many ministers will feel the same thing.
那作为长子，对不起，不单只是我，我觉得很多长子也会有这样子的思想。
Sometimes you observe a member or the family, they are having some problems.
有时候我们看我们的信徒，他们的家庭有很多的问题。
You love them so much.
那很爱，我们很爱他们。
You're struggling, should I tell them?
我们心里面挣扎，是否应当跟他讲真话？
If you tell them, they're not happy.
跟他讲实话，他又不高兴。
But if you don't tell them, they go to the wrong direction.
可是如果不跟他说，他又跑去错误的方向。
Wow, your heart so struggle.
所以里面心里蛮是挣扎。
Sometimes we tell the truth, people don't like you.
有时候我们讲出真话。 别人却不喜欢我们,
people don't even listen.
甚至不愿意听,
but in the heart, it feels like a burden.
可是心里面却是蛮有重担的,
but this is what it should be.
这却是我们应当做的。
If you want to work for God,
如果我们要为神工作,
you must be willing to carry this burden.
都必须愿意地负起这个重担。
Because Jesus carried our burden.
因为主耶稣他负起了我们的重担。
So Jesus wants us to carry other people's burden.
所以主耶稣基督他也要我们负起别人的重担。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书的第3章。
Verse 6.
哥林多后书三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5。
哥林多后书第三章的第五节，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。第六节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着。 敬意，因为那字句是叫人死，敬意是叫人活。
Paul said, "We carry out this burden." this carry out this responsibility as an apostle.
这里说, 保罗说, 他, 承担, 这些事,
this is not easy work.
这并不是, 简单的工作,
if Paul didn't have to carry this out, he can live a comfortable life.
如果保罗不承担, 这些事情, 他可以过一个非常舒适的生活,
but God wants him to carry this burden.
可是神却要他负起这个重担,
and then he carry it.
所以他就去负起了。
Brother and sister, think about your own family.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们回想一下自己的家庭。
Actually, if you are single, you enjoy life.
那当你还是单身的时候，你享受生活。
You're responsible to nobody, just yourself.
因为你并没有任何责任，只是对自己有责任而已。
Just go to the place where you want to go.
喜欢去哪里就去哪里。
You spend the money you want to spend.
喜欢怎么花钱怎么花钱。
You have no responsibility.
那其实是毫无责任的。
But when you have a family,
可是当我们有了家庭以后,
you have burden.
就有这个, 责任了。
But you love your family, that's why you carry the burden.
可是出于我们爱我们的家庭, 所以我们愿意承担起这个重担。
If you don't love your family, you will not carry a burden.
如果我们不爱我们的家庭, 我们就不会负起这个重担。
That's why some people, even they marry, they have the family, but they don't love the family, they are not responsible.
所以有些人虽然他们已经, 结婚了, 可是因为他们不爱自己的家庭, 所以他们也没有任何的责任。
Young people, if you want to get married, if you want to form a family, you must remember to carry your burden.
所以年轻人如果要结婚,要成立家庭,去负起重担。
If you don't want responsibility, then don't get married.
如果你不要有责任,就不要去结婚。
If you cannot sacrifice, don't get married.
如果不能够去舍己,就不要结婚。
You make yourself in trouble, you make other people in trouble.
不单只害自己,而且也害别人。
You want a family, you must carry burden.
所以我们如果要 成立家庭就必须要准备去承担这些重担了。And
if you are already married, you must remind yourself, I must carry the burden.
如果我们是已经结婚的，更加要提醒自己，我们必须要负起这个重担。You
love the family, that's why you're willing to carry.
因为我们爱这个家庭，所以我们也愿意去负起这个重担。Now,
in terms of church work,
自己教会的工作,
if you love the Lord,
如果我们爱神,
you will be willingly to carry out the burden of the Lord.
我们就很愿意的 负起这个神的重担了。
Some people think church work is very easy.
有些人这样子说，这样子想， 教会的工作是很简单的。
I just arrange people to do it.
我只是安排一些人去做。
I just supervise people to do it.
我只是去指导他们去做。
I just give idea.
我只是给他们一些想法， 让他们去做。
I want to make sure they have the job done.
我就是确保他们有事做就可以了。
If you think like this, sorry, you're wrong.
如果你是真的如此想, 那对不起, 你已经错了。
If you truly love Jesus,
如果你真的爱耶稣,
if you truly take on some holy work,
如果你真的负起一些, 神的工作,
you will take up the burden.
我们就是负起这个重担。
Even the mind, you always think about the work.
即使是我们的, 思想, 你会常常在想着这些事情。
Even though other people are doing it,
虽然别人正在做那些事,
but your mind is still always thinking, what can I help?
可是我们的思想呢, 一直会想着我们可以, 做什么事情, 帮忙他们。
In the past, I visited a very old and retired elder.
在过去我曾经访问过一位非常老而且已经退休的长老。
And that elder was a very faithful worker of God.
这位长老是一个神非常忠心的仆人。
Every time I visited him,
每次我, 去访问他的时候,
he always asked me the questions about how the church work doing.
他常常都问我这个问题, 现在教会, 施工怎么样了。
How is the church in Africa?
那在非洲的工作现在怎么样?
How many people believed?
有多少个人相信?
I always used to visit him every few years.
那每个几年呢, 我都会去探访他。
And every time I visited him,
每次我探访他的时候,
he always asked about holy work.
他常常都是问我关于教会的施工。
Even though he is almost getting old already,
虽然他已经, 年老了,
he cannot physically have anything.
那身体上, 体力上, 他已经不能够去做什么了。
But in his mind, he's always thinking about church work.
可是在他的, 脑中, 他一直都是想着教会的施工。
The last time I visited him,
我最后一次去访问他的时候,
he was very weak.
他已经非常衰弱。
His hand was shaking all the time.
他的手不断的震动。
And his tears flow from his eyes.
那他的, 我们看到他, 有眼泪从眼, 眼中流出来。
He said, I'm old.
因为他说我已经老了。
I cannot do much for Jesus.
我已经不能够为主耶稣做什么了。
I owe Jesus too much.
因为我实在亏欠主耶稣很多。
We haven't done enough.
我们所做的不够。
We must pray for the church.
我们要为教会, 祷告。
Wow, we must preach the gospel.
我们要传福音。
In my heart, I feel very ashamed.
在我心里面我觉得非常的惭愧。
Wow, I should learn from this elder.
那我必须要从这位长老身上学习。
He really carried the burden.
他真的是负起了重担。
Even though he retired,
虽然他已经退休了
，He still care about God's work.
他还是很关心啊这些啊福音的事情。
For him, working for God is not an assignment. It's not a job.
对于他来说，为神工作并不是一个被差派的工作。
Is his life?
而是他的生命。
So the priest carried the burden.
所以这里
carried the ark.
祭司们他们抬起约柜
The weight of the ark is upon him
这个约柜 的重量在他们的身上
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11
我们看哥林多后书第十一章
Verse 28
第二十八节
2 Corinthians 11:28
哥林多后书十一章二十八节十一章哥林多后书十一章二十八节二十八节除了这外面的事，还有为宗教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。二十九节，有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢
？Here Paul talk about his heart, what he was thinking.
这里保罗他告诉我们他心里面所想的。
Every day thinking about the church.
他说他每天都为挂心着教会的事。
Every day think about each family, each church, what is their weaknesses and problems.
每天都在想着教会每个家庭他们所面对的软弱。
So the shoulder, he feel the weight.
所以他的肩膀就觉得那个重量了。
Because he treat the church as his own family.
所以因为他把教会当成是自己的家。
So today the when we work for God.
所以今天当我们为神工作的时候
Especially Toronto, we have so many young children.
尤其在多伦多我们有这么多的年轻人
We have so many young people.
有这么对不起这么多的小孩和这么多的年轻人
Next generation of worker.
我们还有一些下一代的工人
We must carry the burden of the Lord.
我们都必须要负起神的重担
The second thing we can learn.
我们另一样可以学习的
When they carry the ark.
当他们抬起这个月柜时候
Can you imagine when they carry the ark must always be in the center.
我们要试想一下这个抬起月柜的时候月柜永远都要在中间
Because in this ark there are two poles.
在这个月柜上是有两条这个棍子
And then probably four priests will carry the ark together.
那四位祭司将会一起抬起这个月柜
Whenever they hold the ark, they carry the ark.
当他们要拿起约柜的时候，他们就要抬起来。
The ark is always in the center of the servitude.
那在他们的侍奉里面，约柜永远是在他们的中间。
The ark will not be on the side.
这个约柜不会在旁边。
The ark must be in the center.
约柜都会在中间的。
What does this remind us?
这提醒我们什么
？Focus of Jesus to be in the center.
如果我们忘记了把焦点集中在主耶稣身上
And then you lose focus.
那我们就会失去焦点
You cannot move on very far.
我们就不能够跑多远了
Sometimes we may serve God.
有时候在我们侍奉神的时候
Sometimes we get very busy.
我们非常侍奉得非常繁忙
We come to the church.
我们来到教会
We look at the schedule.
我们看看那些轮值表
Wow, today I have three assignments.
看到今天我有三样事情要做
I have to go this and do that.
我要做这个我要做那一个
I have to go to that meeting.
我要参加这个会议参加那个会议
Wow, the prayer session, I have no time.
这个祷告会我没时间了
During the sermon, I have to do something else.
因为在正道的时候我还要去做别的事情
I have no time to sit here to listen.
我没有时间坐下来听道理
Every time you think about church, you think about work.
每次想到教会就想到工作
Every time you think about how to do something.
就是想到要做什么事情
，But we forget about put Jesus in the center.
可是却忘记把主耶稣放在中心点。
If we forget to put Jesus in the center, we'll lose strength.
如果我们忘记把主耶稣放在我们的中心点，我们就会失去能力。
There was one time Jesus went to the house of Martha and Mary.
有一次主耶稣到马大和玛利亚的家。
Wow, and Jesus was very happy to go there.
主耶稣非常高兴能够去到那个地方。
And Martha was also very happy.
而马大呢，她也是非常的高兴。
She wanted to make sure Jesus is well fed.
所以她要确保主耶稣能够吃得好。
She wanted to try her best to prepare the best meal for Jesus.
她要尽他所能尽的力量为主耶稣做最好的
She go to buy stuff and prepare the vegetable, prepare the meat probably, and then she was so busy in the kitchen.
那他去市场 买食物回来，买菜买肉，准备在厨房里面非常繁忙的为主耶稣准备食物。
And suddenly she find herself she's the only person cooking in the kitchen.
突然间他发现原来自己只有自己一个人在厨房里面忙乱。
Nobody help her.
没有人帮他。
She's very angry.
他就觉得非常生气。
Especially when she saw her sister.
尤其是当他看到他的妹妹
Mary.
玛利亚
sitting in front of Jesus, listening Jesus talking.
坐在主耶稣前面听主耶稣说话
She think, how can that be?
那他就觉得这怎么可以这样子呢
？How can I be so busy? My sister doesn't help.
怎么可以我这么忙，你却不来帮我呢
？When Jesus comes, we must work for Jesus. We must cook for Jesus.
当主耶稣来到我们家里面，我们必须要为主耶稣要侍奉主耶稣，我们要为他煮饭。
So she complained to Jesus.
所以他向主耶稣投诉。
Why don't you tell me my sister to come and help me?
他说你为什么不叫我的妹子帮我呢？
He expects Jesus to speak for her.
他想主耶稣为他开口说话。
But Jesus did not speak for her.
可是主耶稣却没有为他说话。
Jesus tell her, Martha, Martha.
主耶稣说，马大，马大。
For many things you are trouble and toil in your heart.
你为许多事繁忙。
But you have forget the better portion of the blessing.
可是你却忘记了那最上好的福分。
Nobody can take it away.
这是没有人可以夺去的。
Wow, that is a wake up call for her.
就对于他来说，就是一个好像一个。
闹钟
一个闹钟把他提醒
When you come in front of Jesus,
当你来到主耶稣面前
What is your focus?
那你的焦点在哪里
Do you just focus on doing something for Jesus?
你只是焦点集中在为主耶稣做事情而已吗
Or when you come to church, you focus on talking to people
或者来到教会你的焦点只是跟别人谈话而已吗
Social life, social activity
或者做一些社交的一些活动而已吗
Sit down to have some coffee and talk
或者是喝杯咖啡跟人家谈谈而已吗
Even during the service, there are some people down there
或者是在我们聚的时候，有人在下面
，drink coffee and tea，
在喝茶，在喝咖啡。
Yeah, you may think that you are very happy.
很可能你觉得你非常的高兴
，but you don't know what Jesus is thinking.
可是你却不知道主耶稣在想什么。
If you come to church，
如果我们来教会
，if you don't focus Jesus in the center，
如果我们没有把焦点放在主耶稣身上
，you lose the focus，
我们就会失去焦点。
Just like the priest.
就好像那些祭司
Even when they carry the ark.
虽然他们是在抬着月柜
Jesus is always in the center.
主耶稣永远都在中间
Jesus always should be in the center.
主耶稣也应当在中间
If your family, Jesus is not in the center, your family will have trouble.
如果你的家庭主耶稣不在中间的话你的家庭也是有困难的
You ask yourself, is my family having some trouble?
你要这样子自己审查，那我的家庭现在是否面对难题呢
？Is your marriage having some trouble？
我的婚姻是否面对难题呢
？If there is some problem, always because we forget put Jesus in the middle。
如果真的有难题，是因为我们忘记把主耶稣放在中间。
Or if the church when we work together，
在教会里面，当我们一起侍奉的时候
，Sometimes it seems so difficult。
看起来有时候非常的困难。
Everybody has different opinions。
每个人都有自己不同的意见。
If we cannot agree about each other，
我们大家都不能够互相同意。
What is the problem？
什么问题呢
？Maybe we forget to let Jesus in the center.
很可能我们忘记把主耶稣放在中间。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
我们看腓立比书。
Philippians chapter two.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter two, verse 1-5.
第一到第五节。
Philippians chapter two, verse 1-5.
腓立比书，excuse me， 腓立比书第二章第一到第五节，第一节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉哀心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯第二节你们就要意念相同哀心相同有一样的心有一样的心事有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足第三节凡事不可结党不可贪图虚浮的荣耀只要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强第四节个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾别人的事第五节你们当以基督耶稣的心为心
This passage is really wonderful when you read it slowly digest it everything think about it it gives you inspiration
那这一段话是非常美好的如果我们慢慢细心的去读细心的去消化里面所说的是能够给我们非常好的启示
These Bible verses tell us how to put Jesus in the center in our life
这圣经章节呢告诉我们要如何把主耶稣放在我们生命的焦点的这中间
Jesus heart to be your heart
让主耶稣的心成为我们的心
Let Jesus attitude to become your attitude
让主耶稣的态度成为我们的态度
If you can implement this five verses in our life every problem is solved
如果我们能够在我们的生活上把刚才所读的五章经文行在我们的生活上，那我们所有的难题将能够解决。
Your marriage problem will be solved if you both husband and wife can do this.
如果夫妻两个人都能够用这些圣经章节，我们的婚姻难题就能够解决了。
Here tell us in verse one.
这里第一节告诉我们。
In Christ.
这里说在基督里。
And then in Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里。
What bring us together?
什么把我们凑在一起呢？
What can really bring us together?
什么事情能够把我们大家都真正的凑在一起呢？
In Christ.
就是在基督里。
In the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里。
If you have any encouragement.
如果我们有任何的劝勉。
Any mercy, any love.
有什么任何的爱心。
Now wherever Holy Spirit is, wherever Christ is, of course we'll be full of mercy and compassion.
当有基督在哪里有基督，哪里有圣灵，就会充满爱心，充满怜悯。
Of course, we may have different idea at the beginning.
很可能在开始的时候，我们有不同的意见。
Like husband and wife, always can think differently.
就好像夫妻二人常常都可能有不同的想法。
There are many things a husband and wife can argue.
有很多事情夫妻二人可以去争论的。
Husband say, "Oh, my way is better."
那做丈夫可能说我的方法比较好。
The wife said, "No, no, no, listen to me."
那做妻子的可能说不，你要听我的。
They always argue.
他们常常都会争论。
Yeah, it's okay to have different opinions.
当然有不同的意见那是可以的。
But don't forget who is the center.
可是我们不要忘了谁应当在中间。
Come back to Christ.
还是要回到基督。
Come back to the Holy Spirit.
要回到圣灵。
And you pray together.
要一起祷告。
And then let God be the center.
让神成为我们的中心点。
And slowly, slowly, you will see that you have same thought and same mindset.
慢慢的我们就发现我们会有同一的思想，同一的心思了。
Now, mindset,It's very important.
我们这个心思是非常重要的。
We're all different.
因为我们每个人都是不一样的。
Not only our look is different.
不但我们的样子不一样。
Our mindset is also different.
我们的心思意念也是不一样的。
The more educated you are.
你受教育更高。
The more unique your mindset become.
那你的思想就变得更加特别了。
That's why now the young children is not easy to teach.
所以现今我们很难去教导我们的小孩子。
Because young children are taught, they have their own thinking.
因为现在我们都教导小孩子要有自己的思想。
Remember, Canada, our youth in the future very difficult to teach.
那我们要记得，在加拿大，我们以后的下一代是非常难让我们去教导的。
Because the school will teach them.
因为学校会这样子教导他们。
Be yourself.
要成为你自己。
Right, let your character come out.
让你的个性表现出来。
Follow your feeling.
要跟着你的感觉走。
Don't listen to anybody. You will be yourself.
不要听别人的，要成为自己。
Freedom.
这是自由
expression
要表达
so everybody is taught like this
因为每个人都被教导如此
everybody think my way is the best way
每个人都会觉得自己的方式就是最好的方式
that's why young children very difficult to be taught nowadays
所以现今教导小孩子是非常困难的
for a very young age they think like this
因为从小他们的思想就是这样子
that's why when they grow up when they get married so many family problems
所以当他们长大了他们结婚了家庭就有很多的问题
Everybody think that oh, my way is the best way
因为每个人都认为自己的想法是最好的
But if you want to put Christ in the center
如果我们能够把耶稣基督放在中间
You change your mindset
我们的心思意念就会改变
Not your thinking
不是你的思想
Not my thinking
也不是我的思想
What is Lord Jesus thinking
而是主耶稣的思想
What does Jesus really want us to do
是主耶稣要我们做什么
How do we solve this matter
我们如何去解决这个问题
How do we overcome this difficulty
我们如何去胜过这个困难
If Christ is always in the center
如果主耶稣时常是在我们的中间
All the problem can be solved
所有的难题都能够解决
And an attitude
还有我们的态度
Verse 3
第三节
Please wait Chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章第三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Wow, this is very wonderful verse.
这也是一句非常美好的话。
Do not have division.
不要不可结党。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢
Even you have different opinion.
虽然我们有不同的想法。
But do not oppose each other.
可是却不要互相抵挡。
Do you think, oh, your party, or my party?
不要说你是属于这一群人的，我是属于那一群人的。
Do not be because of opinion different, oh, you're just like opposing each other.
或者是因为我们有不同的意见，而且而互相敌对。
Christ's body is one body.
因为基督的身体只有一个身体。
Even you have different opinion.
虽然我们有不同的想法。
Even in terms of holy work.
甚至在做圣工有不同的意见。
Or family matters.
或者是家庭的，可是我们还是一体的。
We are one body.
因为我们还是同一个身体。
Because Jesus Christ is one.
因为主耶稣基督只有一个身体。
And then here it says that how do we put Jesus at the center?
这里告诉我们如何把主耶稣放在我们中间呢
？Humility.
就是要谦卑了。
When we are humble.
当我们谦卑。
When we are willing to listen to others.
我们就愿意听别人的。
We can listen to the law.
我们也可以听到神所说的话。
If our heart is not humble,
如果我们的心不谦卑
if we think that we are better than others,
如果我们自认为自己比别人强
what does it mean, pride? What does it mean pride?
那骄傲是什么意思呢？
Pride means you think that you are better than others.
骄傲就是我们自认为比别人更好。
But humility is to see others better than yourself.
可是谦卑呢，就看别人比自己强了。
You're open-minded.
就是我们打开我们的心。
Maybe I have a mistake.
可能我犯了一些错误。
Maybe I'm not that right.
可能我没有那么的对。
Maybe I should correct.
可能我应当改正过来。
If you put Jesus in the heart,
如果我们把主耶稣放在我们的心里面，
our attitude will become so humble.
我们的态度就会变得非常谦卑。
And when you are humble,
当我们谦卑下来，
How can you argue?
你怎么能够跟人家争论呢？
How can you fight for others?
怎么会跟人家有冲突呢？
When you're humble, how can you have cold war for 1 week?
那如果我们心里面谦卑，怎么会跟别人冷战一个星期呢？
You will not do that.
我们是不会这样子做的。
Because we have the center, Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们已经把主耶稣放在我们的中间了。
So every time they hold the ark, carry the ark together.
所以当他们抬起约柜的时候，
Jesus is always in the center.
主耶稣都在他们中间。
Let's come back to Joshua.
我们再回去看约书亚记
chapter 3,
第三章。
Joshua chapter 3,
约书亚记第三章。
Let's read verse 4,
第四节。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 4.
约书亚记第三章第四节，第四节，只是你们和约柜相离，要量二十肘，不可逾越。对不起，两千肘，不可以越柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Here tell us the law instruct them.
这里告诉我们，神这样子吩咐他们。
The ark has always to be leading.
这个越柜一直都要带领着他们。
Because that road.To the promised land, they have not been there before.
因为这一条去应许之地的路，他们是从来没有走过的。
So they must let the ark lead.
所以他们必须要让约柜带领他们。
And when they follow the ark, they have to give some space.
当他们在跟随这个约柜的时候，他们要与约柜有一些距离。
The space must be 2,000 cubits.
而那个距离就是要二千肘。
So it's a pretty long.Quite a big distance.
那看起来是一个蛮远的一个距离。
They cannot follow too close.
不能够太过靠近这个约柜。
Because when you follow too close, you don't see the direction from afar.
如果贴得太近，就不能够从远看到它的方向。
Because there are millions of them.
因为他们有好百万人。
So they have to let the ark leak in the front.
所以他们必须要让约柜在他们前头带领他们。
They have a lot of space.
而且要保持距离。
And then they will just follow. Oh, how God works, how God guides, which direction God is going.
就是跟随着让神带领他们所要走的方向。
They may not know where exactly, but they just let God lead.
他们可能不知道要去哪里，可是他们只是放心的让神带领。
They don't have much idea, but they trust God.
他们也不知道要去哪里，可是他们却相信神。
I think in our life we have to learn this lesson.
我相信在我们生活上，我们必须要学习这一点。
Sometimes we are just lacking this.
很多时候我们就是缺乏这一点。
We always tell God, God, this is the plan.
我们常常告诉神说，神啊，这是我的计划。
I want you to approve it.
那我要你批准我的计划。
I want you to help me.
我要你帮助我。
I want to go this direction.
因为我要走这个方向。
So please.Give me success.
所以请你让我成功。
I want this job.
我要得到这份工作。
I must have it.
我必须要得到。
Otherwise, I will die.
不然我会死。
Please give me.
所以你必须要给我。
I like this person.
我很喜欢这个人。
I really like her.
我真的很喜欢她。
I pray to you. You move her so that she like me too.
所以我向你祷告，让你感动她，让她来爱我。
And then when you pray so hard.
所以你非常努力祷告。
And after a while, you have no response. You say, Ah, God, you don't listen to me.
那后来神没有任何的回应，你就说神啊，你不听我的祷告。
I give you one more chance. I pray.
我再给多你一次机会，我再向你祷告。
If you don't listen to me, I'm not going to church next month.
如果你这次不听我祷告，我下个礼拜就不，下个月就不来教会了。
Some people really pray like this, don't laugh.
不要笑，有些人真的会如此祷告的。
We are the driver.
我们成为了这个司机。
We ask God, you don't sit in the driver's seat, you sit next to me.
我们跟神说，你不要坐在司机的位，你坐在乘客位。
You see how I drive, and you help me.
那你看我如何的开车，然后你在旁边帮我就可以了。
Isn't it what we are praying every day?
这不是我们。很多人的祷告方式吗？
Even when we do holy work, sometimes we do like this.
有的时候我们在做圣工的时候，也是用这种态度，来做。
This is the plan.
这就是我们的计划。
No, when we want God to guide us.
不是这样子的。当我们要求神带领我们的时候，
you have to give God some space to work.
我们必须要给神一些空间去做他的工作。
You must let him lead, observe him, how he guides.
我们要让神带领我们，让我们要看他如何带领我们。
You may think about this direction.
我们很可能会想到要走这一个方向。
But God wants to change the direction.
可是神却要改变方向。
I remember when it, about 20 some years ago.
我
20年前
那当时在温哥华有一间很大的教会。
And then Vancouver, the weather is nice.
而且温哥华的天气也非常好。
But our aunt live in Calgary.
可是我们的
my aunt, 我的姑姐姑姑。
My 姑姑是住在这个卡加利。
So he was thinking, our family is thinking, which city should we go?
所以我们的家庭正在想，我们家人在想，我们应当去哪里呢？
I think if you look at the physical environment, Vancouver is the best choice.
如果我们只是看这个属物质的
环境
呢，我们认为温哥华是首选。
There's a church there, environment is beautiful.
因为那边有教会，而且那环境也非常美丽。
But Calgary, we have a relative there.
可是，在卡加利，我们却有亲戚在那边。
But there's no church there. There's only a few members.
那边没有教会，也只有几位信徒。
And then we say, okay, we pray.
那后来我们说，我们一起祷告。
We pray for a while. Let God help us to make the final decision.
我们祷告，求神帮我们做最后的决定。
I know in my father's mind at that time, he really didn't want to go to Calgary.
我知道在当时我父亲的思想呢，他是不想去卡加利的。
Because it's a small town.
因为那是一个小镇。
But okay, let's say we pray.
后来我们就说一起祷告吧。
And one night when my father got up from the bed, and we go to washroom.
那有一个晚上，当我父亲起床去这个洗手间的时候
，He heard my youngest brother having a dream, and then just say something.
他听到我的最小的弟弟正在做梦，而且开口说话。
And then he heard him say, "Calgary, Calgary."
听到他在一直在喊卡加利，卡加利。
Wow, and then he was very surprised.
他觉得很惊讶。
And next morning, she talked to my mom.
第二天早上，他就跟我妈妈说
I heard about what he said, "Calgary, Calgary." What does it mean?
那我听到他在喊卡加利，卡加利是什么意思呢？
Wow, and then we pray longer.
后来我们就更加深切的祷告。
And then my parents come to the conclusion.
后来我的父母他们做了这个定论。
We've been praying, right? Maybe this is God to remind us to go there.
很可能我们一直祷告，是神提醒我们要去那个地方。
So let's follow God.
我们就跟随神的旨意
吧。If God wants us to go there, stay there a long time, God to guide us.
那如果我们神如果要我们去那边住得久，那神会带领我们的。
If you don't like there, we can always move to other places.
如果不喜欢那个地方，我们都还是可以再搬去别的地方的。
So we move there.
所以我们就去到那个地方。
Now we look back.
现在我们回头看
，We really understand that God really wants us to go there.
我们真的明白到神真的要我们去那个地方。
Because members started to move in there.
因为开始有信徒一直搬去那个地方
了。Prayer house was formed.
然后也成立了这个祈祷所。
And then there are many works to be done.
而且还有很多工作需要去做。
So after we look back, we really find out that actually we have to give God space, let God lead, don't decide firmly yourself.
所以当我们回头看我们真的是发现真的是要给空间神去工作
If you have too strong your own opinion,
如果自己的意念太过强烈
Sometimes you're going nowhere
很可能我们有时候会不知道 何去何从
Everybody insists his own way, you're going nowhere
因为每一个人都要去自己的地方就变成不知道何去何从
了 You insist your own opinion, you may waste a lot of time
如果每个人都坚持己见，我们就浪费很多时间。
Or sometimes you see that God is not showing you direction.
甚至没有看到神给我们任何的指示。
You have to give God some space, let God lead.
所以我们要给神空间，让神带领。
Don't forget, you've never been that road before.
所以不要忘记，那一条路我们还没有走过。
You never know your future.
我们不知道我们自己的将来。
Right. Do you see tomorrow already?
你有。知道自己的明天吗
？Of course not.
当然不知道。
Only God knows tomorrow.
只有神知道明天。
Not only tomorrow.
不单只是明天。
The next 10 years.
在接下来的十年。
God knows the time until you die.
神一直都知道，一直到我们的离世。
God knows eternity.
神知道永远。
So you have to trust him.
所以我们必须要信靠他。
So every time when the priest carried the ark,
所以当每次祭司抬月柜的时候
and the people following at the back,
那些人在后面跟随着他
they will know they will surrender themselves.
他们都知道他们必须要放下自己
God is in charge.
因为神正在主导
Let God help them to the way that God wants them to go.
所以让神帮助他们去到他们所应当去的地方
So it's very wonderful.
这是非常奇妙的
We must put it into the heart.
我们都要把这事情放在心上
Let's sing him. 58.
我们在唱诗第58首。